USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to schedule a test vote for a bipartisan infrastructure bill this Wednesday. The bipartisan group of senators are still working to flesh out the $1.2 trillion framework of the proposal, but Wednesday's vote would be to advance a shell bill, with the finished work swapped in when it's done. A federal judge has ruled that Indiana University's requirement that students get vaccinated against COVID before returning to campus in the fall can stand for now. The ruling denies a request for a preliminary injunction of the policy while a lawsuit from a group of 8 students works its way through the courts. That suit arguing that the school's policy violates the 14th Amendment. And a Florida man has been sentenced in the first felony case from the investigations into the January riots at the Capitol. Paul Hodgkins was sentenced to 8 months in prison on a charge of obstructing an official proceeding. Hodgkins is one of more than 500 people who have been arrested for their actions during the riots. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The U.S. continues to see a rise in new COVID cases thanks to the more transmissible Delta variant. Health officials say that cases among unvaccinated people are rapidly increasing, with some calling it a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Dr. Jeremy Faust says that while the vaccines do provide high levels of protection against the variant, the Harvard Medical School instructor tells CBS News that the virus will keep hitting the unvaccinated hard.
It's really a divide in this country at this point. For people who are vaccinated, they have an incredible amount of protection, even from Delta. We're going to see more and more data in the coming days about this. For those who are not vaccinated, it's worse than ever before. I believe this would be happening right now if it weren't, even without Delta. But Delta just makes it that much more punishing.
And at least 6 people were injured Monday in Plano, Texas, after a home explosion. 3 people were hospitalized, but the extent of their injuries is currently unknown. The Plano Fire Department says the cause of the explosion is also not yet known, but says the blast also damaged 2 nearby homes. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Fibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The first group of Afghan nationals who served the U.S. as interpreters and translators will be temporarily housed at Fort Lee in Virginia. John Clemens reports.
The Afghans are in fear of retribution from the Taliban that continue to make gains across wide sections of Afghanistan as the U.S. military finishes its withdrawal after a war that lasted 20 years. Retired Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman, said the Army base will serve as only the initial relocation site.
The plan right now is to use existing housing infrastructure at Fort Lee to take care of these folks. After looking at what we could do, Fort Lee seemed appropriate to be able to meet that initial request for this initial group to be able to house both individuals and families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has made his choices to sit on the special House committee created to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Politico reporting that the 5 Republicans that will sit on the committee are Jim Banks of Indiana, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Rodney Davis of Illinois, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, and Troy Nels of Texas. If approved by the Speaker, they'll join the 8 representatives selected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, including Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, to sit on the investigatory committee that will hold its first hearing on July 27th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.